He couched, he lay down as a lion, and as a great lion. Who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. Upright men shall be astonished at this, and the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength, and come and save us. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up nor awake my love until he please. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength through his riches he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia. And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army, but he shall not stand, for they shall forecast devices against him. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And the same time there arose no small stir about that way. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance,